بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية سهيل رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: فأوتي الملك فقيل له: أرأيت ما كنت تحذر؟ قد والله نزل بك حذرك. Selling this lengthy hadith of this boy who had learned the reality of Tawheed, and Allah gave him a great karamat that by his duas people used to get shifa from very, very dangerous and serious illnesses. And then finally we read forward how the king then wanted him to turn away from this Tawheed and oneness of Allah, and for that when he refused, he sent some people with him to put him to take him to the top of the mountain and drop him from there. But miraculously, Allah's great help, after he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, he came back safely, and all of them, they were destroyed. After that, the king sent him with some other people to the middle of the ocean on a boat, that there they must throw him into the water, into the sea, if he does not turn away from his deen. When they reached there, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala again, and the boat capsized and all of them drowned. And miraculously, from there Allah brought him back safely. The king saw very surprisingly that without the boat or ship or anything, and he has returned, and the rest of the people had died. Then he told the king, there is only one way that you can kill me, and that is, you want to kill me, the way is, you take a bow from my quiver and then you shoot it at me, and that is, and you take the name of Allah, the name of the Allah of this boy, that is when you will be able to kill me. The king did accordingly, and then after that the boy had died, but immediately all the people brought iman and they accepted the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they gave up the worship of that king who regarded himself as an Allah. Then when that happened, فَأُوْتِيَ الْمَلِكُ فَقِيلَ لَهُ, the people came to the king and told him that since this boy has died and he gave his life for deen and for the spreading of deen and for deen to become alive. So they told him, أَرَأَيْتَ مَا كُنْتَ تَحْذَرُ قَدْ وَاللَّهِ نَزَلَ بِكَ حَذْرُ, that what you feared, that the people will accept iman and believe in Allah, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that has happened. Your fears have come true, and now all the people have brought iman. قَدْ آمَنَ النَّاسِ, all the people have brought iman. فَأَمَرَ بِالْأُخْدُودِ بِأَفْوَاهِ السِّكَكِ, and then he commanded that trenches be dug at the intersections of streets. فَخُدَّتْ, and then these trenches were dug, and وَأُضْرِمَ فِيهَا النِّيرَانِ, and fires were ignited in the trenches, they were filled with fires. And after that, وَقَالْ, he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْجِعْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَقَحَمُوهُ فِيهَا, whoever does not return from his deen, that is, he does not stop worshipping Allah and does not carry on worshipping me, then throw him into this fire. أو قيل له, or it be said to him, اقتحم, that you enter this fire. So in this way he started throwing people and burning them alive. And this is which comes in the Quran Sharif also. The whole instance is mentioned in the Quran Sharif as well. فَفَعَلُوا حَتَّى جَاءَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ وَمَعَهَا سَبِيٌّ لَهَا, so they started doing this and the people were thrown one by one, but they did not give up their deen. And when the reality of iman enters the heart, then no matter what temptations of this world are offered to a person does not fall for them. And no matter what tortures are inflicted on a person, those tortures can do nothing to that person. May Allah bless us with this reality of iman, that it comes into our hearts. So they did this until a woman was brought, and with her a little infant, a little baby, a little child. فَتَقَى عَسَتْ أَن تَقَعَ فِيهَا, and then this lady hesitated to fall into the fire. All the others were just going in. They did not fear. They did not worry that their iman was more important. But this lady, because of her baby, she hesitated a bit. And then this is one of the rare babies which are narrated by the ulama who spoke in their infancy. At that time, when a child does not normally speak, this child also spoke. فَقَالَ لَهَا الْغُلَامِ The child said, Ya Ummah, O my mother, Isbiri, make sabr, don't worry, you enter. فَإِنَّكِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ You are on the truth. And she, the little child spoke, like for example, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also spoke when he was a little infant, when they accused his mother that she has committed adultery. Then he spoke and he said that, Inni Abdullah Atani al-Kitab. In the same way, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was accused by Zulaikha of trying to commit adultery with her, then also, and she ran after him and tried to grab hold of him. She caught her kurta at the back and it tore. And then when suddenly the husband of Zulaikha appeared also, and she accused Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There also a little child that was still not at the time of speaking, it spoke and said, look at the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salam. If it's torn from the front, then he is guilty, and he is lying, and she is speaking the truth. But if it is torn from the back, then he is the truthful, and she is lying. Like that, there were many other cases also, which the ulama have narrated. And so here also this little baby spoke, and said, Oh mother, make sabr. The lesson with regard to the chapter also is about sabr. So we also should make sabr. And today our sabr is on small matters. Now in summer, fajr is early. To make sabr to get up and come for fajr. May Allah give us tawfiq all the time. And then for other matters, small matters, we shouldn't fall for the temptations. Today on the cell phone and all the temptations of the evil that take place there, we should protect ourselves from lying, backbiting, etc. There are many things, and these are comparatively, they are very, very small. Inshallah, the time won't become that we be thrown into the fire. At the same time, we should make lot of dua for the Muslims of Syria. What great difficulties they are going through. The Muslims of Kashmir, they're very terrible things are happening, and Allah make it easy and save us from all gunas by which these types of conditions come upon us. And in any case, the value is of our iman, and we should make sabr and not lose our iman. And we should regularly make dua also that Allah does not test us. We are too weak for test. And Allah, without testing us, He makes us successful and He lets us pass and enter into Jannah. So there are great lessons to learn from this hadith, which inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss in the future. But may Allah grant us the sabr, understand the value of iman, and we remain firm on iman in all conditions and the demands of iman.